86 degrees and pretty sunny here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The U.S. Department of Energy announced the development of a $100 billion data center campus in western Kentucky. Derek Operly with member station WKMS reports it will be built on a federally owned land that once housed a uranium enrichment plant outside of Paducah. That's just over the state line.
The privately funded project will see trillion-dollar investment firm Brookfield develop a massive 1.8-gigawatt data center, while NextEra Energy will build and operate a 2-gigawatt natural gas plant that feeds excess electricity into the regional grid. Republican Congressman Andy Barr says Paducah played a key role in the U.S.'s post-World War II nuclear strategy and says this is another once-in-a-generation opportunity for the region.
Now it begins a new mission. A place that once helped America win the Cold War will now help America win the AI race.
The project will create around 8,000 construction jobs and 600 permanent positions. The first components could come online as soon as 2028, with construction expected to finish in 2031. I'm Derek Operly in Paducah.
A new poll shows Representative John Rose gaining on Senator Marsha Blackburn's long-held lead in the Republican primary to become Tennessee's next governor. A new poll of 800 likely voters in the primary finds Blackburn still in the lead with 34.5% of votes, but Rose is hot on her tail with 31%. The poll from conservative consulting group On Message also found Christian nationalist state legislator Monty Fritz rising in popularity, with about a quarter of Republican voters favoring him for governor. The Nashville Banner reports Rose's campaign has said it did not commission the poll. In deep red Tennessee, the winner of the GOP primary is likely to cruise to the governor's mansion. That said, there are several candidates in the Democratic primary, including Memphis City Council member Jerry Green. You are listening to WPLN.